A third grade teacher at Montclair Elementary School has been named Escambia County's Teacher of the Year.
I've always just naturally wanted to teach.
And Brianna McCreary has been doing just that, teaching for as long as she can remember.
Whether it's teaching my teddy bears, my baby dolls, upgraded to my younger cousins, I teach dance through praise dances with my church, any opportunity, vacation Bible school, I was always trying to lead and teach somebody something.
Back when she was attending Tate High School, McCreary participated in the Early Childhood Academy, which solidified her drive to become a teacher. But even before that, she says she found some role models who guided her towards education.
My third grade teacher at Molino Elementary School, Mrs. Josie, she was very fun. She was very lively, and that is definitely the energy that I mimic in my class. She kind of recognized some of the strengths that I have, and she really promoted them and pushed those skills. She would give me some of the discarded teacher manuals and student editions. And so those were some of the materials that I was using at home when I was teaching, you know, family members and things like that. And then also she would give me opportunities in class. I was able to lead some of the math fluency activities with multiplication. And she like let me lead group activities and stuff like that. So, and that's another one of those skills that I kind of mimic from her.
The road to McCreary's teaching career started at Pensacola State College, where she earned an associate degree in early childhood education. From there, it was Florida A&M for her bachelor's and the University of West Florida for her master's in educational leadership. She credits her mother for mapping out that plan.
It actually wasn't my plan. I would have preferred to go straight off to college, but my mom, she felt that it would be best to start at the state college level. And I really feel like now that I'm an adult and I'm, you know, aware of everything, it really was the best method. Classes are smaller. It's more intimate. You're more hands-on with the professors because of the smaller classes and the smaller environment. And you're able to really focus on those first few years. And that's that time that you're using to mature.
McCreary became a teacher in 2013 and has taught kindergarten and second grade. Now she teaches third grade in a pandemic. She says when things shut down last spring, at first, it was nerve-wracking.
But when I recognized that the parents were still motivated and driven to do whatever it took for their students to learn, I was like, okay. And then I saw that the kids, they knew how to navigate throughout the programs. They knew how to, you know, manipulate the screens and all of the tabs and windows. I mean, it was awesome. And so that kind of encouraged me to like, okay, I can really still give them quality instruction and not try to minimize it because I'm not, you know, face to face with them. So at first, initially, I was afraid. But then when I saw the students' capabilities and I saw that the parents were involved and they were calling, we're talking constantly, I knew that, okay, this is definitely something that we're going to commit to and we're going to be able to do it. So knowing that the parents were being supportive on their end made that transition a lot smoother. I won't say easy because it's just been a hectic year, but it made it a lot smoother.
Brianna McCreary found out she was named the Escambia County Teacher of the Year when Superintendent Timothy Smith showed up at her classroom with flowers and the announcement. She will represent Escambia County at the state level and will have opportunities to network with Florida's top educators as they compete for Teacher of the Year.
So we're praying and just continuing to hope for the best. And that's the next step is the state level and to see how that works as Ambassador of Education.
That selection will be announced this summer. Bob Barrett, WWF News.